B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic,
NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli. Sal Powell will be on at 5:15. 5 o'clock hours brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event for July. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. 5 o'clock hours here. Let's make it the best one ever. After Ben Simmons making jump shots, let's just keep this. The world tilted. 80,000 people lost power. Hopefully everybody's getting their power restored. But maybe the earth tilted just enough to have a 5 o'clock hour like never before. You see how optimistic I am right now?
Now the world would have to be upside down.
Might be upside down. Everything changed last night. Everything changed. You know, food tastes better. Air smells cleaner. Everything got better last night with those jump shots in. I believe that this is about to happen right now. Let's see who would be the first person to really start this off, all right? AJ in Jenkintown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Tyrone, how did you do with all the losing power?
I struggled. I did not enjoy it. I don't like it. It was a real problem for me.
I think it, because your wife is on Twitter too, right?
Yeah.
She was cracking me up. She's like, he's ridiculous right now.
I was not.
Following all the tweets.
No, I was unhappy about it. And unfortunately, she's the only one there. So I took it out on her. I mean,
I was trying to picture the visual.
She's like a faux hippie. And she loves this stuff. Like, oh, it's like getting back to normal. It's like you can meditate and you're unplugged and my life is in shambles. It was not. I hate it. Let's hope it doesn't happen again.
I was dying. Well, as far as the feedback for the video, I'm not hating per se. I'm very happy that Ben got paid and get that part out the way.
Uh-huh.
Like Carson got paid, get that out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference between the two of them is, we know what Carson can do. Now we're just worried if he can maintain it. We haven't seen Ben shoot on the floor in real time.
That's
so
fair.
Skepticism is out there. So that's why I'm kind of like, I'm happy for him, but I just hope he doesn't have a moment of anxiety when, you know,
but don't be happy
that first
for
month
him.
Starts.
Be happy for yourself. If he can shoot, it changes the league. Everything changes if that guy can shoot. If he can shoot, everything changes.
Well, people can't call him a one-trick pony anymore for sure,
And they can't guard him like a one-trick pony anymore. Everything changes. The entire league shifts, and nobody's talking about the Lakers and the Clippers. If Ben Simmons can shoot, the Sixers are clearly the best team in the league.
Yeah, he'll be representing for the light-skinned men out there if he comes back confident this year.
Oh, he will be. He'll be looking real sexy
on the top of the fact that he's not an American. He's got that going for him.
He'll be number one on the light skin. He'd be number one. You're right about that.
He'd knock them all out.
He'd be number one, AJ. Absolutely. Thanks for calling 97.5. He would be number one. She brought it up. So we're off to a great start in the 5 o'clock hour. Let's see if we can keep it going. Jim from Havertown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I never want to keep it going. What was that last sentence you guys were talking about? The light skin factor? What was that?
Well, if you don't understand that. Right. So then just move on.
No, I can't move on. He's half white. He's half my heritage, too. That's why he's light-skinned. Is that what you were talking about?
We understand how people get light-skinned,
Jim. Of course that, yeah. I'm confused.
That's why I asked you to move on.
All right, whatever. Where is the old man at?
All right. Dean Wilmington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tyrone, how you doing, man?
What's up, D?
You know, I know you're trying to keep everything positive, but I want to switch gears a little bit to Carson Wentz.
Go ahead.
First of all, let me say this. First of all, I'm with you, Tyrone. I'm excited to see Ben Simmons with a jump shot in July. I'm excited because if he looks like just a little bit productive at some of those videos look, then I know the Sixers is going to be in a way better situation, you know, because like you said earlier, it just opens up everything. So I don't know. Maybe some people feel like they can't get excited yet because maybe in the past years he didn't really focus on a jump shot or whatever. I don't know, but I feel like if he does have it, we'd be in a better situation. Yeah. But what I do want to touch base on is how do you feel about Carson Wentz
Distributing the ball to all the targets. Here's one thing. Let's dress one misnomer. Okay. It ended up, Nick Foles ended up throwing to Zach Ertz just as much as Carson Wentz because Zach Ertz was the best player. They had no vertical threat. Like, everybody noticed an article comes out, oh, Carson Wentz is this terrible guy. He throws to Zach Ertz every time. And then when the dust settled, guess who was throwing to Zach Ertz the same percentage? Nick Foles. Because why? He was open all the time, and he was their best player. I think having Deshaun will lead to everybody touching the ball more. Carson has to do a better job spreading it out. He has to throw more 50-50 balls to Alshon. But there's going to be guys, I think, open this year. And if the choice is 50-50 or open, I think he's going to choose open. And I don't blame him for choosing open.
And the only reason I'm saying that is because, like, for example, G Gunn and all of them yesterday, they mentioned it on the show as a concern, too. They said at some point in time, you know, Jeffries was kind of disgruntled in the locker room because he felt like he didn't get as many touches.
Real fast, I was told that it was not Alshon, was not the veteran who complained about touches. That doesn't mean it's true, but I was told that he was not the guy. It was assumed that he was the guy, and we decided it was the guy, but I was told it was not the guy. From somebody who saw things that about that particular story, apparently was not Alshon. And because they went to that Sixers game together.
Like a week later, right?
Right. But I was told that he was not the guy who complained. They said somebody did, but it was not Alshon, and it was wrong to assume that it was automatically Alshon. Alshon apparently only cares about W's and L's, which is nice. Now, real fast, before we get right back to the phones, Todd Zielecki tweets out from MLB.com. Matt Klentak said today, he's out in Detroit, if the Phillies make a trade or trades before July 31st, they'll more closely resemble the trades of 07, Blanton, Loesch, Aguchi, than 09 through 11, Lee, Oswalt, or Pence, because of position of NL East standings versus NL wild card race. I have a feeling that will be talked about more on the Fanatic Baseball
Show. Yeah, I'll get into it.
And I have a feeling that we will talk about that a little bit more tomorrow because...
It's a loaded statement.
I get it.
I don't hate it.
But, I mean, if a guy's available and you have control, just go get him.
That's the key. Control.
Right, but you can get a big... You can make a big trade and get it. If Greinke's under control...
Yes.
That would be, to me, I mean, he's a great pitcher. That would be an Oswalt Lee type of deal. I don't care where you are in the standings. It doesn't hurt you to have Greinke and Nola. So that's why I've been talking football, talking Ben Simmons, but I hope they don't get him just because, oh, it's not close. You do have to think about future years as well. That's a trade that helps you now and in the future. So I hope that he's... When he says that, I don't know. I just don't trust those guys.
I wonder if he also meant in terms of how much they'd have to give up for those players. Like, I'm sure I got to remember.
Although, you know, when it added up, they gave up nothing.
Exactly. But I have to look at, like, who they trade for the Oswalt. Was it one of their top prospects? Yeah, let me look back and see.
No, they gave up a lot. And for Lee, they gave up prospects. And none of the prospects worked out. Same thing with the Holiday trade. None of those prospects worked out. But they were top-line prospects.
Right, whereas Joe Blanton, they didn't give up anything.
Dre Beck, everybody liked. At one time, he just ended up not being good. And that's why I'm always sort of pro-moving certain prospects because it's so hard to be good in the major league.
Yeah, I remember for Joe Bland, they gave up a guy, I think his name was Josh Altman, and I think he pitched half a season in Major League Baseball.
There you go.
And he wasn't a top prospect from the Phillies. So maybe that's what he means. Maybe it's like, okay, we're going to make a trade for a decent player, but it'll cost us our eighth highest prospect.
The good thing is their rotation's so bad. and you don't know what's going to happen with Arrieta, that anybody's an upgrade. I mean, Smiley was just gave one of their best pitcher performances of the season. Of the other four, you know, if you take out Nola, you put the other four, his start was as good as anybody's they had this year. Anybody's an upgrade. And I don't think Arrieta's going to last the whole year anyway. I don't think he lasts the rest of the season. So I'll take those trades. But if Greinke's available and it's just money, get it done. Dave in Center City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
As Dwayne from What's Happening used to say, hey, hey, hey.
What's up, Dave?
What? Mikey miss out for the week, or is he coming back on Friday?
He's back
to give
on
us
Friday,
the illusion?
And I'm out on Friday.
He'll be back on Friday.
He'll be back, and I'm out Friday. We're swapping on Friday.
Okay. Tyrone, you hit the nail right on the head. With a healthy Carson, 16-0 is not out of the question.
Well, I didn't say that. But I do think they can win. 16-0 to me is out of the question.
All right. Okay. But especially with this 2019 version of the greatest show on turf. But unfortunately, I am extremely worried. But it's not about the defense. I think Maddox and Barnett are going to have huge, real big breakout years. This is what I'm worried about. And my worry is, I think if Carson misses time because of injury,
yes.
I would love to have Joe Flacco ready to go, Landry Jones ready to go. I would even be okay with Tom Savage. I do not want Nate Shute to fed Cody Kessler or Thorson.
I hear you, but you haven't seen Sudfeld play yet. They develop a guy. It happens. Guys develop guys that we don't see. What if Sudfeld can play? I understand why you don't trust it, but maybe he can play. Maybe in this preseason, he shows you what he can show you in a preseason. I just can't. I'm not deciding that Nick Foles is the only good backup quarterback in the league. Maybe Sudafed, as you called him, can play football, and then you're not as worried. Or maybe Carson holds up and plays 16, and you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, by the way, early odds, Eagles are favored in 13 out of 16 games as of today.
And you lose one you're not supposed to. You win one you're not supposed to. That does bode well. That does bode well, Dave. But on the line right now, Tuesdays with Sal. It's that time of year again. ESPN's own Sal Palantonio. How are you, Sal?
Tyrone, I'm trying to knock down my open opportunities. You know what I'm saying?
Just here and there,
you know, 16 to 18 feet. I'm trying to knock them down. How you doing?
You trying to knock down some jump shots like Ben Simmons. I'm doing well. Now, I got to ask you, because the people on social media.
Hold on a second. Yeah. You know, you and I got to get on the court sometime, because I play an outdoor ball there in Cinnaminson.
Oh, you play out there?
Oh, yeah.
I get down there.
Yeah. We got to come over. We'll bang a little bit.
There you go.
Bang a little bit.
Yeah, I'll get out there. All right. Now.
Yeah, talk to Miss Nelly about my game. I got no game. It's all bang. It's all physical.
Now, listen, as guys start to, the savvy veteran, that's what the game becomes. Stop all that running and start doing a lot of that banging.
Pushing and shoving and grabbing, that's it.
That's absolutely right. Now, on social media, I mentioned that you were coming on, and people ask the same question over and over and over and over again. Take out Carson Wentz for 1 second, who I know you're going to talk about. On this offense, the running back position seems to be the one that the fans have any kind of, they feel good about the receivers, they feel good about the tight ends, they even feel good about the offensive line because they think that Big V can fill in that guard until Brooks is back. But they have some questions about how this running back position will shake out. Sal, you're with the teams, you're around this league more than anybody. How do you think the running back position shakes out now that Sproles is back with the Eagles?
Well, I think Sproles will be a good addition if he can stay on the field. And the key to the running back position, in my mind, is the ability of Jordan Howard to get yards between the tackles, the 20-yard line and in,
gotcha.
In the red zone. The thing that they had problems with was moving the ball in the red zone last year. Because they didn't really have too many options after the quarterback position. They put a lot of pressure early on in the season on Carson Wentz. It's different when you have Nick Foles in there because they're so good at the run-pass option. He's so good at distributing the football, Tyrone, that if you don't have the run option with Foles, you'll be all right. But with Wentz, you really need it. I want to see how Miles Sanders does. It's important for him to get back onto the field with that hamstring issue that he developed early on. I don't know how he developed it, but it's not unusual for a young running back coming out of college because of all the reps that they do in the weight room, especially mm-hmm. the squats,
yeah.
that sometimes they will develop hamstring issues. Now, I am just speculating. I've seen it with baseball players. I've seen it with young running backs. And, you know, I think if they have Sanders and Jordan Howard, they're going to be okay. But, you know, the thing is, the mindset of the team, Tyrone, is different than I've ever seen it under Doug Peterson.
This really?
Is his fourth season. Yes. You know, I've talked to Doug Peterson privately a lot this offseason. And his whole mindset is Super Bowl or bust. His whole idea is we got to win another one. We got to win another Super Bowl. This team is set up to win one. I want to win one. This team wants to win one. He is gunning for a second Super Bowl win, and he wants this team to manage its business. From day one of that offseason program, he told them privately in that meeting, the first meeting, and he's going to tell them again when they gather for training camp in the next 24 hours, the same thing. This team is set up to win, and the expectation is that they will build a foundation that will go to a second Super Bowl and win it. You know, when you look at it, right?
Yeah.
Last year, they had it on their racket, right? I mean, they had it.
Yeah.
They felt like, right, Tyrone? They felt like they could have beat New Orleans and should have beat New Orleans, and they would have had no problem with the Rams. They would have run right through them with no problem. Peterson has got the so-called golden boy Sean McVay's number. He's got his number. Yeah, Am I right about that?
Absolutely. No, he's outcoached him, and it doesn't look close. And you saw how one guy did against Belichick and how the other guy did against Belichick in the biggest
one got 41 points, the other one got 3. Am I case closed, correct? Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay, so they feel like they should have beat the Saints, they would have beat the Rams, and they were set up to go back-to-back against the Patriots. And they have a bad taste in their mouth that they want to rectify. No question. That's what this team is all about right now.
No, that's great to hear. That's great to hear. Now, with that mentality, you look up and down the roster, and we agree it's a talented roster, and we understand why it's Super Bowl or bust. Another question mark I got to ask you about it is that cornerback position, because we don't know how that position is going to shake out. And now we find out, it's not a big surprise, that Darby will start camp on the PUP list. That doesn't mean he can't recover and be there for week one. How do you think that position shakes out? And do you think it really matters how it shakes out at the beginning of the year, as long as they figure it out by the end of the year?
Well, you're a smart observer of the team and of the game, and you are exactly correct. To me, the cornerback position is the biggest question mark on this team for a lot of reasons. Reason number one, this team started 13 different players in the defensive backfield last year, more than any other team in the league,
mm-hmm.
due to injury. The reason number two, with the advent of getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly. I'm going to say this, and people who are listening to this right now on the Schuylkill Expressway or I-95 stuck in traffic and against Sal, you're all wet. You don't know what you're talking about. But I'm going to say it anyway because I believe it, and a lot of people following the game believe it. Pass rush in the NFL is almost passe. You have to have corners who can hold up the wide receivers at the line of scrimmage to prevent the quarterback from getting the ball out of his hands quickly. Brady, Foles, Breeze, top three quarterbacks, snapped to release in the NFL last year. To beat the quarterbacks who beat you,
mm-hmm.
you can't get there in time with the outside pass rush. You can do it with the inside pass rush. That's why you go out, Tyrone. And you get Malik Jackson. That's why you have all-world Fletcher Cox in the middle of the field. A and B gap rush has supplanted the outside rush. Why? Because the quarterback's getting the ball out of his hands much faster than it's ever happened before in the NFL. The second antidote to that is you got to have enough corners, good corners, who are athletic and tough and can play against wide receivers at the line of scrimmage to hold up the passing game at the point of attack.
Now look at that. Now, Hembo, it's funny you say that. Your ESPN Zone, one of your colleagues, the Patriots defense last year, obviously they're the defending champions. They led the NFL in pressures, 220, but they tied for the second fewest sacks, highlighting your thing about how the pass rush, as we knew it in the past, is completely different in 2019 than it was in, let's say, 1989. Just completely different as far as that goes.
Completely different because the ball's coming out much more quickly. Brady and Josh McDaniels and Doug Peterson and Nick Foles and Sean Payton and Drew Brees revolutionized, quietly revolutionized the passing game with snap to release as fast as you possibly can. Like a point guard. Mm-hmm. Get the ball out of your hands, into your playmaker's hands as quickly as possible. Don't be dribbling at the top of the key. Get rid of it.
Right, get rid of it. Now, last question, of course, I got to ask about it. Save the best for last. Carson Wentz, NFL Network, he ranks 96th. A lot of people think he has something to prove. In my mind, it's just all about health. I believe if he's healthy, this team goes far. And it's not so much pressure on him because he has a lot of weapons. It's pressure to stay healthy, which is a little bit different. I believe if he's there, he'll perform. How do you look at Carson Wentz as we enter training camp, as they report tomorrow?
Well, another great question, Tyrone, because I think after corner, the number one issue for the team is Carson Wentz. Now, to me, it's up to Doug Peterson to manage the workload of number 11 this summer.
Okay.
Job one, right, is to get him from July 25th to September 5th, whole, healthy, in one piece, his arm not worn out, his body ready to go. Because he knows how to play the position. Mm-hmm. We know that. That's been well established. To me, it's all about Doug Peterson managing Carson Wentz's workload in training camp so that they don't overdo it. Let's take one step at a time. I just heard your caller before I came on saying that the Eagles are favored in 13 of the 16 games. If you don't have Carson Wentz, no disrespect to Nate Sudfeld, because Carson Wentz is an MVP candidate.
Mm-hmm.
As my colleague Lewis Riddick said on ESPN, he should win the MVP if healthy. No disrespect to Nate Sudfeld, but if you don't have Carson Wentz, you are no longer favored in 13 out of 16 games. Come on now, let's keep it real.
You might only be in 3 out of 13 if he was out for that many games with Sudfeld. There's no way to have, he has no track record.
Let's keep it real, okay? So step one is to get him from July 25th to September 5th. That's step one.
Yep.
So to me, it's all about Doug Peterson managing the workload for Carson Wentz, because Carson Wentz is a workaholic. He's a stallion. He wants to always be out there working with his receivers, getting the timing, make sure he's in the best shape. Don't let him be his own worst enemy. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to hold him back. You have to protect him from himself, especially when the games don't matter.
The jockey has got to make sure the stallion doesn't run out of the race halfway through it.
Right. And there, that may have what happened last year and led to the back injury, if you believe the rumors out there. Now,
so to me, that's job one for the head coach, is don't manage the workload of that quarterback, because in my mind, you look around the division, okay, let's go through it. I know you got to go, but let's go real quick through it. Mm-hmm. The Eagles have the best head coach in the division.
Yep.
They have the best quarterback in the division.
Yes, they do.
They probably have the best defensive line in the division.
I think so, okay? Too, yeah.
Okay, so if those are the three components, to me, that are the best in the division, and if you manage them properly and you get that cornerback position up to speed, you should win the division. This team, if this team doesn't win the division this year, major question marks. And it's probably because Carson Wentz didn't make it through the season. He makes it through the season. They win 13 games. This team's in the NFC Championship game. I'm saying that right now on your show. That's happening.
No, I appreciate that so much, Sal. It's so good to have you back. It's football season. It's that time of year again. Camp tomorrow. Obviously, we'll be talking to you a lot going forward. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir.
All right, that was the great Sal Powell. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Missanelli. Your calls on the other side, and then sound off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. He's back on Friday. And it's now time for our final Twitter poll numbers. And that's brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers. Looking to repower a zero turn or walk behind mower, Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement, and you'll save a lot of money. In stock, visit PaulBMoyer.com for details. Natalie, what are the final numbers?
Final numbers today tie over 1,700 votes on this one. What's more disrespectful? 81% say Wentz dropping from 3 to 96, and 19% say doubting Ben Simmons. So, Wentz wins.
That's fine. Training camp, obviously, tomorrow. So, Philly's day game tomorrow on the TV side. The radio will be General Knowledge Wednesday. And, real fast, because I'm not the nicest person when it comes to General Knowledge.
Yes.
Natalie runs General Knowledge when I'm in for Mike. Otherwise, nobody would win.
This is true.
So, to make sure that someone wins, Natalie will run the General Knowledge tomorrow. But we will still do General Knowledge Wednesday tomorrow and talk to the Hall of Famer, Jason Stark, tomorrow.
So now, that alone is nice of you to have Natalie do General Knowledge.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Like,
well,
that's a nice thing for you.
We have to give away FanFest tickets, right? Because it's been slim pickings here on the Mike Missanelli Show for the last few General Knowledge.
People are getting them wrong without my interference.
Yeah.
Let alone with my interference.
I know. So I'm going to have some nice middle ground questions. Nothing too hard, nothing too easy, to make sure that we get as many viewers and listeners in as we can.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Dallas. Oh, his name's Dallas, and he's calling from Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dallas?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. And I, you know, excluding just because of the name. Man, I believe Green.
I believe you, Dallas. So does Dallas Goedert. You're good.
Right. Exactly. You're not going to like me, Tyrone, because I got to tell you, I'm a diehard fan of the Foles and Society.
All right, Foles and Society. All right.
Listen, here's my only thing. Mm-hmm. I have been, since 2012, when we first drafted Foles, I've been a huge fan of the guy the whole time. I always thought he was better than everybody gave him credit
for. All right, Dallas, real fast. Eagles get to the Super Bowl against Jacksonville.
Uh-huh.
Number one, who are you rooting for? And number two, are you rooting for Nick Foles to have a good game?
Wow, that's tough. All right, well, of course I'm rooting.
No. Wow, that's tough, he's gone. It's not tough. If the Eagles play Jacksonville in the Super Bowl, and you do not want Nick Foles to have a good game.
Wait, Ty, you know what's funny? People were tweeting me because how we were talking about it earlier. Yeah. And someone said, oh, was Brian Dawkins ever an enemy? And I said, do you compare? I mean, honest question. Do you compare Nick Foles now to Brian Dawkins? And the responses on my Twitter are conflicted.
See what I mean?
So I don't know. And then someone said,
how could you root for him to have a good game against your team?
Someone said,
in the Super Bowl?
They never boo Dawkins and they never boo Foles. I didn't even ask the Super Bowl question.
Let me tell you something. If the Eagles under Chip Kelly had played Denver, I'm trying to think when he was still in the league, his last year Denver in the Super Bowl, you have to root for the Eagles and you have to hope that Dawkins gets
has
burnt
a bad
for
game.
Some, you have to.
Now, all I said was, are they comparable? So we might be able to talk about this tomorrow, too.
And you can't even,
right?
You can't even pull the, like, if let's say the Eagles unfortunately lose to the Jaguars. You can't even pull the, well, at least it was to Foles.
No!
You can't even pull that. You got to be angry.
Yeah, that was an easy question. And I had to cut him short. I didn't want to. I hoped he would just give the right answer.
But he didn't.
That's tough. What's tough about it?
People, I'm telling you, that's people.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. D in Wilmington. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, Ty?
What's up, D?
All right. My thing is, what type of progression you got to see from Ben Simmons to validate this $175 million?
Well, one, I don't need anything to validate the money. You had to give him the money because you have to keep him. And someone else would give him the money. So unless you wanted him to leave, you had to pay him. So that's a separate issue. But what I need from him is to see what I saw in that scrimmage, a willingness to shoot. What I need this season is willingness to shoot. What I need in the future after this season is making shots, baby steps. So he's going from never, ever shooting, which is unacceptable. I need his next step to be willing to shoot. And then the next step after that, when he's a complete player, is making shots. So
willing to shoot isn't max contract money.
Yes, it is. He does a lot of things. He's a really good basketball player.
It is max worth.
You know how you become max worthy? If someone will pay you the max. And there's a bunch of teams
that give you that money. That's why I can't argue with somebody going to pay somebody. But my thing is this. Foles will always have a place because he did what nobody else done for the city. So you got to understand how people going to feel about Foles no matter what. I mean, Wentz, that MVP run, it looked like he had like a bionic arm, like the way the ball was coming out. He was throwing darts crazy.
He was.
But he just doesn't, he doesn't have that span, and Nick Foles got a stamp on the resume. Have a good day, fellas.
Oh, boy. See, this happens every time I host. All I want to do is look forward. That's all I want to do is look forward. I'm worried about training camp. I talked about Carson Wentz's ranking. I talk about Ben Simmons making it rain and destroying the power grid. And no matter what, the Foles people find me.
Like, I mean,
they always find me. I just want to move forward. Is he reporting to training camp with the Eagles tomorrow?
No.
Is he reporting to the Eagles for training camp tomorrow?
He is certainly not.
Why? Why? Why does this still happen to me?
We have a duty now, Ty, before this week is over, to ensure that people know that he is no longer here and that we have to leave that behind. We have to leave that whole team behind.
You know what?
It's the Wentz 2.0 era. It's the Wentz 2.0 era.
You're doing right. All right. I cannot believe that this continues to happen. I don't know. It's a tough decision. I might have to root for Nick to have 5 touchdowns and hope the Eagles just barely. I can't have this. I cannot have it. I won't. All right. Nope. No phone numbers. On the other side, we're going to have sound off where a bunch of more people complain. And I just hope that it's not more Foles people. Because Carson Wentz is our franchise quarterback. We'll be back here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. Time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going.
Sound Off.
Yes, indeed. Time for Sound Off. You know what? I still haven't fully recovered. A commercial break wasn't enough. But Andrew, let's just play the first one and let's hope that it actually is less negative than those last two calls.
They give the players the ballot same time the Pro Bowl is. Less than 30% of the players actually turn their ballots in, and the players are only asked to list their top 20 players. They don't rank the top 100. It's not like people voted him 96. It's just a lot of people left Carson Wentz off their top 20 list.
Well, that doesn't do me any good. That's not better. That's worse. He's a top 20 player. I'm supposed to feel better about that?
Don't these Ben haters realize he's only 23 years old? He's naturally going to get better. And you know the jump shot's going to be coming around sooner or later.
Well, see, I didn't know for sure. I didn't. But that video has given me hope. And I'm done with the 23-year-old thing. There are literally six-year-olds that shoot. So I can't use that excuse. But I think he's going to continue to get better because I think he's taking it seriously this summer and making a big commitment to getting better. I don't think you just get better magically.
How do you think Kemba Walker would help the 76ers if they had got him in free agency? We know we need somebody that can shoot real good and put the ball in the basket when the game is on the line. The Boston grabbed him. So tell me what you think about that move. The Sixers could have gotten Kemba Walker.
Why? Why would they have gotten Kemba Walker? Okay, Ben Simmons is your point guard. Ball dominant. Kemba Walker always has the ball. And Ben Simmons is, even though I think he's going to shoot, and he broke the earth yesterday, he's still a work in progress shooting. So how is in a league of stretch fours, how does a guy who's never shot the ball in his life help you playing a different position? And when did Kemba Walker ever play defense? And when did he get taller than 6 foot? And why are the Celtics going to be good with him? I don't like any of this rationale for Kemba Walker. And I think he's a heck of a player. I think he's a nice little cute player, but he doesn't fit here. Look how long the Sixers are. Look how long they are. So let's insert a 6 foot guy and remove the 6'10 guy and be just like everybody else. Next one, please.
Just wanted to let everybody know, if you're planning to go to the Rolling Stones concert tonight, here is what you can expect. The band will come out on stage around 8:30 and perform till about 9:30, at which that time there will be a half hour nap for the band and pretty much everybody in attendance.
I don't know why you're ripping the Rolling Stones. They're overrated as a band, sure. They're not. They're overrated as a band. Top to bottom, they don't have many great albums, but they've lasted a long time. But what I can have is you making fun of them. I bet you Mick and them are going to give a full dinner and nap time and stuff. Don't do
that. Oh, no. Mick's going out there and he's giving it his all.
I can't have that.
70-something years old.
I hope everybody has a good time, and I hope the weather holds off so everyone can have a good time. Because it's an outdoor stadium, right?
I think so.
I think it's
outdoor. Wait, are they
in
Wells Fargo?
I don't know. Either way, I hope the weather holds up for the tailgating. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the beef?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
That's all the time we have. Up next on the radio side, the baseball show. Jim Salisbury will talk to Andrew about the deadline at 6 o'clock and on TV. Quick slants. I'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.